Cinderella sighed worriedly as she saw puffs of smoke swirling in the air ahead of her and smelled the scent of cooking meat. The soft morning breeze blew her long blonde hair over her snow-white face and tickled the corners of her beautiful blue eyes. "Please don't be gypsies," said Cinderella under her breath as she drew nearer to the smoke-filled air and heard the raucous singing of voices to the accompaniment of the beating of drums. She nervously moved her heavy grass-woven basket full of food bought from the market from one shoulder to the other as she paused in doubt. Should she enter into the camp of gypsies and order them to leave her family's land? Or should she return to the manor and inform her stepmother, Lady Scorpia, who would set the hounds on them to chase them off the property? At the thought of hounds chasing the poor gypsies off her land, Cinderella's gaze softened in pity. No, she would tell them to leave and save them from her evil stepmother. She took her small cloth purse of coins out from between the deep crevice between her heavy breasts and placed the purse in her basket under the loaf of bread to keep it safe from the thieving hands of the gypsies. Then, with a determined sigh, she walked briskly through the thicket of oak trees and into the field beyond where the gypsy encampment lay. "Who's in charge here?" asked Cinderella in her soft but sweet voice. The gypsy stopped their music and looked over at the beautiful young woman standing in front of them. A young gypsy maiden named Layla approached Cinderella and curiously fingered Cinderella's coarse brown dress. Layla then moved her brown, work-roughened hands over Cinderella's golden hair as Cinderella gulped nervously and tried to pull away from the gypsy maiden. "Shh," said Layla soothingly as she took the basket out of Cinderella's slender arms and handed it to some of the young men snickering by the campfires. Layla stroked Cinderella's soft neck and leaned closer to sniff her sweetly scented skin. "You dress like a beggar maid in rags, but you have the softest skin I have ever felt." Layla raised up Cinderella's face and looked down into her nervous blue eyes. Layla gently ran her thumb over Cinderella's soft pink lips and smirked in pleasure as Cinderella nervously wet her lips with her little tongue. "Such a sweet tongue," said Layla as she began to push her rough thumb deeper into Cinderella's mouth. "Are your other lips as sweet and moist?" said Layla as she ran her other hand down Cinderella's slender back. "Please let me go," said Cinderella, as she tried to pull away from the firm grasp of the gypsy maiden, who was fondling her in public as the gypsy men and women gathered closer with leers and lust-filled eyes. "Why should I?" said Layla, as she moved her wet thumb out of Cinderella's mouth and began to kiss her roughly on her soft lips. "I command you to stop," said Cinderella, as she placed her delicate hands over Layla's small breasts and pushed her forcefully away from her. Layla stepped back with a disappointed snort. "Who are you to command us?" She looked down into Cinderella's nervous gaze. "I am the Lady Cinderella. This land is my family's land, and you are not welcome here. You must leave before my stepmother, Lady Scorpia, learns of your presence and sets the hounds on you." Layla's dark brown eyes narrowed in anger. "Are you threatening us?" She grabbed Cinderella's rounded chin and forced her to look up. "No," said Cinderella. "I am warning you of what my stepmother will do." She tried to pull away from Layla's firm grasp, but was unable to do so. "I must speak to your leader. He must leave before Lady Scorpia learns you are here." Layla laughed mockingly. "You may speak to our leader, Milosh, if you have the courage." She gestured to a large red-covered wagon at the side of the encampment. "Go to him, Cinderella." Layla slowly licked the side of Cinderella's soft neck as she roughly kneaded Cinderella's bottom through her tight brown dress. "He will not be as gentle with you as I have been." Cinderella slowly walked through the scornful, hostile gypsies to the gypsy king's wagon. She mounted the small wooden steps at the back and paused nervously at the cloth opening. "May I enter?" She heard a predatory male laugh from inside as a rough voice ordered her to come in.